Hello, everyone. This is Glenda. And on this fifth day of November, we are joined together to receive the blessings of Christ. Welcome to our heart, our community heart, my heart, and most of all, His heart, in which you always are there and welcome. I think we've all been through some challenging times in the last days and weeks since we were all together, and it's not too much to go through. We're on the other side, we will be on the other side, and the sun is shining. So we want to hear from you, how you're doing. We'd love to hear about your blessings, and we want to help you with your challenges. We're here for you, and not just Nancy or me, but the whole community, and of course, Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, which is always with you. And Nancy, would you like to say some words on your coming back?
Sure. I definitely felt the love and the blessings last week. We were, celebrating the life of a very beautiful woman, Shirley Culver, my son-in-law's mom, who went home to God, and she was, gosh, I tell you, the people that shared stories and the love about her life, it was, I got to know her more now than I knew her when she was here. And, so it was really a beautiful, sad to miss our call, but really happy to be with the beautiful people celebrating her life. So it was a good week. We miss her, but we feel her, and, I'm incredibly blessed that I knew Shirley Culver. So thank you, everybody, for, just throwing a little blessing and a thought and a prayer her way for her soul and for her family. And I really felt that. So thank you. And I'm really happy to be here today.
Yes, I know. And we understand you have some challenges. You came back to some issues that we want to send blessings for.
Oh, that's true. Our house flooded from a pipe while we were gone, and we have a big insurance claim, and it's sort of a nightmare, but, we're just sort of looking at it.
Yeah, and get a renovated house, which is good.
Yeah, that's right. Look at the positive side, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's all in the way we look at something, and then we just put our shoulders back, take a deep breath, and get on with living.
That's right. That's right. And I think about what you went through with the hurricane, with Harvey, and I can't even imagine. I feel like this is minuscule in comparison. So that was such a long ordeal. So hopefully we'll be, wrapped up with this within 3 weeks.
And you'll kind of renovate the house, which is
right. Amen.
Yeah,
maybe that was I think that was God's blessing to be like, you kind of needed a few touch-ups here and there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my dear. Well, thank you for coming back to us. We know we're always in your heart, but we like it when you're back. So,
well, I'm happy to be here. And
yes. And Nancy and I were also having another discussion earlier today, which pertains directly to our blessing givers, but we will all benefit by it. We're going to arrange a reunion and course re-presentation with all the updates and everything we've learned about the blessing, everything new we have to add to the blessing. We're setting up a 2-day seminar for the first Saturday and Sunday in December. So blessing givers, look for information on that. And everybody else, look for the greater blessings that will come to you because of it. So we are getting stronger than ever because we're facing a world that needs us more. It's hard to imagine a world needing us anymore, but it is kind of getting there right now. And there's no reason there has to be a meltdown. There are so many times in human history where we could have actually gone into the big meltdown, the big trip to heaven and hell. And I don't like that so many people are trying to interject politics into our spiritual destiny, because that should be between God and us, ourselves, and between God and our communities. And that should be the will of God, not the will of human politics. So we just want to contribute to lifting humanity up to higher ground, because we know that on higher ground, a lot of these conflicts will just seem foolish, destructive, and irrelevant. We just want to climb up. And a little footnote on me and my work, I'm working, inspirationally and feverishly on my new book called The Only Way Out Is Up, hoping to get it published by Christmas. But if not, we'll launch the new year with it. And there's one other thing I want all of you to look for in your inbox later this afternoon. It'll be an email from me about new scientific research on how rehabilitating our sense of smell can actually completely prevent or correct dementia, even Alzheimer's. And this is scientific. This is a well-funded research project that was not done to assist the makers of essential oil. It could be any fragrance as long as it's a real fragrance, a natural fragrance. It's just that essential oils in diffusers make a larger impact. And so I want you to read it, and we're gonna send out a discount to you for essential oils to help you along. But a lot of you already have a big collection of our essential oils. All you're gonna need is a diffuser. And we don't sell those. We tried 2 years ago, but we couldn't provide the many different types that people might want. You can find those on Amazon, and they range anywhere from $10 to $100, depending on what you want to go along, all the bells and whistles you want to go with your diffuser. So really take a look at this. You really need to get this, because actually it's also been discovered that diminishing functions in the brain are directly responsible for diminishing functions in other organs of our body. And so this, the sense of smell goes directly to the hypothalamus in the brain. And it's the only sense we have that goes directly there. Every other sense we have, vision, touch, hearing, it gets filtered through many pathways in the brain because it affects different parts of our life that are more externally oriented. The sense of smell historically has been our most survival skill that goes directly to the autonomic system that tells us how to protect ourselves within and from the environment. And so it's a powerful study. And I really think that my own youthful brain, with, if you consider all that I've been through as I came along in the decades, the stress of moving, Hurricane Harvey, the stress of losing Larry, and moving and losing my home, and then I'm still writing books. I'm still conducting seminars. I'm still here every Sunday. I'm still happy, alive, and functioning. I think it's because I surround myself with these essential oils. And having read this, I'm really fired up about that. So I want all of you to read what I'm sending you. And we'll help you with it if we can. Okay.
I just want to add to that. If anyone doesn't have your little booklet, you know, Anointed with Oil, about the history and the use of sacred oils, I would definitely recommend grabbing that. It's really great, and it'll really probably, you know, just add another whole level with what you're talking about. So.
Yes, and I'm actually going to add this research to that book, and take it back to press. It's that important. It really is. It's that important. Okay, let's get on. Well, everything we've been talking about is a blessing, but let's get on to everybody in our community. Let's find out about you. All right. Well, Nancy, we've got quite a few callers waiting in the queue.
I am ready. Here we go, everyone. So we have Stormy here. Hi, Stormy. We're so glad you're here today.
Yes, a little bit of humor before my blessing. Time fell back last night. Well, I fell back so far that I haven't woken up till yesterday.
Okay, that's great. That's Stormy, you're terrific.
You talk about past and present and future, but I want to give special blessing that thanks that I've had a prayer out for a couple of friends of mine, Leo and Maria, that owns Leo's Chicken here in town. And as a matter of fact, Maria, I went up and played some music after they closed a while back ago, some guitar and sang, and she recorded me. And then when I saw her a couple weeks later, she says, you know, Stormy, I listen to you sing to put me to sleep at night when I can't get to sleep. And that's a real nice blessing. She just had a stressful day, mind going so fast, and she, puts phone on and listens to me sing. But, I've been asking for them to have a month-long cruise-like vacation for several years. But I just found out, Friday that Leo is from, I know Leo's from Cambodia. He came here to America through a Lutheran church in Fort Worth, I know of, and he has gone back to Cambodia, he and Maria, for a month. And I've been working on that prayer. I've been working on that prayer for 2 years, and it has finally come to pass. And, talk about, giving it to God, being patient, forgetting about it, and then it comes to pass that these two people that I know, it's the food is not good for me, but their company is. All the fried chicken and fried foods is not so good, but the company is. And so, just give thanks for keeping up on those blessings that we ask for others and for ourselves, being patient. One day, yesterday, the prayer came true.
That is great, Stormy, and thank you for your compassion. You are so compassionate, Stormy, and we really appreciate that in you.
And you know why you still have all the clarity that you do? It's because you smell good.
Amen.
Okay.
Stormy, thank you for that compliment.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stormy. Oh, that's great. Okay, Glenda, we have another caller. Is this Nancy from area code 512?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, your line's open.
Hi. Thank you so much. That's what I just called for. I just have so many blessings that have come to me, and my health problems are getting manageable and everything. And I just want to say thank you to you and to the community and to God and all my helpers and guides. Blessings to my sister who just had a birthday. And to my cousins, cousins and family. So that's it. I just thank you. Just a big thank you.
Thank you.
So that's it.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's really nice to hear those blessings. It's really great. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you all.
Okay, we love you. And we have, now, Glenda, we have Caroline. How are you?
Hey. And Nancy, I'm sorry you're going through difficult times. I just went through, I joined a little late, so I only heard half of what was going on. But many blessings to you and your family, and I hope everything goes well in terms of whatever
Thank
it was you,
you
were needing help for. I was reminded of the story of the lamb and the lion getting torn and miraculously being fixed, because I took all the way from London, I brought back pictures of my great grandparents, and I wrapped them up, and they were fine coming to California, and I wrapped them up again because I was wrapping them in clothing and tea bags and stuff like this, and some of the clothing I had to give to my son in California. But sadly, when I got the package to Hawaii, it had been opened by TSA, and maybe I hadn't packed it as well, but my great-grandfather's portrait was torn. There was a tear in the background. And I thought, oh, my God. And it sort of made me – it really brought to mind that story of yours. Luckily, it's only in the background, and I do think I have a good friend who's a really accomplished artist and restorer who can fix it, and hopefully it's going to look more or less okay. But it's from the early 1900s, very old painting of my great grandfather Jonas. So I just wanted to mention that, and also ask for blessings for my son and his wife, who are trying to set up a medical practice here in Maui, looking for places to live part time while they're doing the transition and teaching and doing a clinic part time here, and I just would like that to go smoothly, and for them to be able to speak their truth with no problems and those kinds of things. So blessings for my son, Alex, and his wife, Ying, who are coming to Maui. And I hope that it also, that relations between me and him go smoothly, because you know how it is when you have a son closer. Sometimes things don't necessarily always go smoothly, but I love him deeply. So that's really the blessing I would ask for today. Thank you.
Of course, yes. And we will remember them and hold them in our hearts. You're going to do great work.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And I just loved that story of the lamb and the lion and the tear that got fixed. So I don't think my tear is necessarily going to get fixed the same way, but hopefully it'll get fixed somewhat by my friend. So
I'm sure something wonderful will happen as a result of it. Just hold that in your faith and look for transformation.
Yeah. Thank you. And love to all, and blessings to everybody. Oh, one more question about the blessing seminar. Is that virtual or is that in person?
It will be virtual, and it will be a Zoom call so that we have video and audio.
Okay. Do you have any idea what time of day it's going to be, from when to when?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. Looking forward to it. So it's the first weekend.
I'll be sending all the details out as soon as we work out the logistics. Okay?
But it's the first Saturday and Sunday in December, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure, because I'm going to keep those days clear. That would be the 2nd and 3rd of December, right?
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. Looking forward to it. I will keep those days clear.
Oh, thank
all righty.
You. Uh-huh.
Thank you, and lots of love.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Caroline. Thanks so much for calling
today.
It's always great to ask on behalf of family and all the blessings that we think about. Mary, your line is open. Hi, Mary.
Oh. Hi, honey. Hi, Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Nancy, I am just holding you with such a spacious love in my heart for you and your family, and I'm holding so many of our community in my heart, and I this will be quick. I just wanted to say, you know, I just want to thank you all for always holding me in such a spacious, loving vessel of light. Sometimes I call in and, you know, I think on Earth, at least for me, I'm trying to reconcile my own shadows and light. And I sometimes I feel I call in and I'm maybe in my smaller self, and then other times I'm in my more spacious self. But I learn from you all so much, and from this blessing, that I want to hold the world the way you all hold me. I want to hold this world in a space of loving allowance, where we are working out our shadows and light, and it's all beautiful, and it's all part of our tapestry. And I just thank you so much for always holding me in that space and loving me unconditionally, and you teach me how to want to move more and more into that space with my relationship and understanding and holding of the world. This blessing is just such a, it's like a sacramental vessel, and I just don't, I can't imagine the difference that would be happening in my life without this blessing. It's such an honor to be a blessing giver, and I just learned so much from all of you. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you, and Glenda, you're just such a continual inspiration, and I'm so excited about our blessing webinar, and just God bless you all, and really that's all. Thank you so much for everything.
We love you, Mary, and your sweet voice is a blessing to us.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful, Mary. We get to be our best and our worst. We get to be who we are with each other here. And that's I'm glad you said that, because it's just such a wonderful thing to feel safe and loved. And you know, we do have our best side some days and others not so much. And
right,
fish.
Right.
We're a family.
And it teaches me how to want to hold that spaciousness for the world and just allow it and bless it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just bless it and bless the process and see the light in all of it. So thank you all for being that light for me. Yeah.
And you're that for us too, Mary, so don't forget.
No. Thank you. All right. Blessings, everybody.
Okay. Glenda, we have Christopher now. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, everybody. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, a couple of weeks ago I asked for a blessing on the trip that I was going on for 2 weeks. I just got back home a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to thank everybody for the blessings and the encouragement, because it was an amazing trip. I hadn't traveled in a year, which my friends kind of laugh about, saying that's not like me. But I went to Southern California. I used to be traveling all the time. I went to Southern California and to Tucson, Arizona, and just feel so uplifted in returning home. And I feel like this being here at home on the coast for a year and being in graduate school and being so focused kind of really grounded me. And then going out into the world and seeing how much beauty and potential and possibility there is, I feel uplifted and inspired, and I feel a sense of opportunity on the horizon, like new possibilities opening. And I'm just trying to stay on that focus, because, you know, you come back home and there's a beauty to that, and then there's also I don't know how to say it. There's the threat of kind of going back into the old pattern, in the old, you know. And so, but I want to stay in touch with that hope, the inspiration, and the sense of possibility and opportunity, because I really have, I'm growing in my sense of, like, my offering, my contribution And that trip really helped inspire that. So I just ask for a blessing for that. And it's just great to be here with everybody and to hear people's voices. So blessings to everybody.
It's good to hear yours again. And we missed you. I was hoping everything was going splendidly. And I'm glad to hear that it was. Yeah.
It really was.
Well, you know, all through life, Christopher, we come and we go. And we come and go again. And it's a little bit like weaving a tapestry. The threads that we've already woven are the stability of the design that we're creating for the future. But that design for the future isn't there yet. So that's the openness that we're looking for. That's the freedom of movement. We haven't committed ourselves to what design is going to emerge in the middle of the tapestry or at the far end of the tapestry. And we are now, I would say, grounded in the fact that there's work under our feet. And we're standing on ground. We can look at what we've woven up to this point. Like, well, now, how would I like that continue? And what new would I like to add to it? So that's where you are, Christopher. And it's a wonderful place to be. Wonderful.
I really appreciate that. That's a beautiful perspective, Glenda. Thank you.
No, I have doubts about nothing, Christopher. Really.
What's that?
I have doubts about nothing. It's all part of the journey.
Oh. It's so good to hear that reassurance, you know. I watched a show last night, and the girl says to her teacher, the teacher had, she's a writer, incredible writer, and the teacher had said to her, you really don't have what it takes to be a writer, and it crushed her spirit. And she wanted to quit. And she went back home. And she was from Britain. She went to America to study, and it crushed her spirit. She went back home. Her mom passed away. And she was given encouragement, and she went back to the teacher. Back to the program, and she said, hey, you know, you're not the gatekeeper of my destiny. And she told him, she said, unlike most of the people here in this program, I didn't receive that kind of validation and encouragement in my life. And so I don't have a safety net to fall back on when I take a risk. And I really resonated with what she said, because I felt that way a lot in my life. I'm taking a risk, but I don't have that much of a safety net. And so it's really good to receive that encouragement, you know, cause when you don't have it, when you haven't been told, when you don't always have that feedback loop, it can feel discouraging when there's such a struggle. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because your struggle resonates with whatever negativity was fed into you earlier.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's for you to cut that connection, because You are the connection, not someone else. And their feedback is actually irrelevant. It really is. And, okay, down the road, after you've written a few, well, of course, we're talking about her now, but I'll say this for her. Down the road, after she's written a few books, she should mail a few copies to this teacher.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy my writing.
Well, at that point in the dialogue, her writing had been handed to a publisher who was interested in it, and she was like, "Look, you know, look at this." So yeah, I like that. I like that. Thank you, everybody, for being a support system for me. And it's really like I just want to say one last thing before I go. I feel like blessings have incrementally healed me. To the point where I'm beginning to feel like an upwelling of this current, like a bird who gets caught in the upsurge. I feel that it's helping me to see that possibility now, because there's been such a deep healing in my soul, in my mind.
Okay. Well, I've got a very important comment on that, Christopher. And about, it includes your safety net, everything you said. Okay. When Yeshua sent his apostles out to the world, or he commissioned them out to the world, they weren't gone yet, but he commissioned them to go. He told them to go with nothing but the shoes on their feet, a knapsack on their back. You don't carry anything with you. you go out to the world for the hearts of mankind, and they will feed you in accordance with your good work to them. He prevented them from taking a safety net out. Okay? And most of the time when I read about the lives of extremely successful people, there was a time in their lives when they had a safety net and they threw it away. And from that point on, they flew into their destiny. That safety net is only for babies. It's only for babies, Christopher. There's a time when you need to throw it out and get rid of it, because it will bring a resonance of fear into your life that will cost you your success. And living without that safety net causes you to wake up every morning in a state of courage, joy, and optimism, because you can't, because that's your new safety net. Your new safety net is your faith, your passion, your courage, and your joy. And that's it. And that's all you need.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's really, you know, like you said, there's a time for that safety net, because, like, you know, if somebody's spirit is broken over so many years of discouragement, then suddenly they, you know, coming to a place like this, where we get so much mm-hmm. affirmation, so much love from mm-hmm. God, it just reweaves those broken places.
It is.
You know?
Well, the apostles all needed that when Yeshua recruited them. And he spent time with them. And he nurtured them. And he healed their mind, their heart, their soul, their connection with humanity. And then he cut them loose. And it was really important that he cut them loose. And they grieved about it. Not because they grieved for a person dying. They knew he was immortal. They knew he would be there in spirit. They were grieving because they were saying to one another, how will we survive? What do we do next? He was their safety net. And he took it out from under them. And he said, go out into the world and bring the good news to the rest of humanity. So 12 men with no safety net changed the world.
Yeah. How true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn. That was
you're ready to fly, Christopher. You're ready to fly. And at first, it'll be a little scary. How do you think I felt after finishing the painting? And I said, what do I do with this? You didn't have me do it hanging on my living room wall. And he said, give it to my people. And I went, holy Lord. Your people are everywhere. And they're all going to throw rotten eggs at me.
And they didn't. And they didn't.
And they
and
are
I mean,
everywhere.
And then he says, go ahead and tell him that what I told you about and what we talked about. Go tell him that I came and visited you and posed for this portrait. Wow.
That is big. Yeah.
That's a double whammy right there. So, yes, thank you for that example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can relate.
Yeah, I bet.
But you're up to the job, Christopher. Just go do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're
right.
So glad your trip went well and that you're home safe. So wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. Glenda, we do have, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just said everybody have a blessed week.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Christopher.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have Francesca. Hi. Are you there?
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you so much. I just have two requests for blessings today. My mother fell and broke her rib and, went into a rehab and then caught COVID in the rehab facility. And yeah, she seems to be doing okay, but a little not so okay today. They brought her to the hospital, which I'm really glad they did, because at least there they can really, you know, watch her, and, you know, treat her other, like, health issues along with COVID. So she's luckily in good spirits. So,
good.
So that's good. And I'm glad they brought her to the hospital where they can better treat her, you know? And,
yeah.
And then I just want to ask for another blessing for, my work situation where, there's just kind of, a lot going on, kind of like, it's just a little bit of a challenging situation right now, but, I think kind of like a number of things that perhaps needed to come to light are coming to light. But mm-hmm. sometimes that can be a challenging, situation.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. So if I could just have, a blessing for, you know, strength to walk through and, you know, be a positive presence, you know, and to just be like, a, you know, just shed whatever positive influence I can have on current situations.
Yes, yeah, I understand. Yes.
Okay.
Well, we will ask for strength for you and clarity of resolve about what you need to do and healing for your precious mother.
Thank you.
She will have the right kind of care and attention so that it's all taken care of and she can function as a whole person again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Francesca. Much love to you.
Wishing you a very
blessed week and much progress in the various challenges you have. Much
thank
progress.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Francesca,
okay. Are
you feeling good? We are open now for anybody else that wants to jump on that has a need or something special to share that's been going on. Or a blessing, because our board is clear, Glenda.
Well, I didn't actually mean to end the Q&A session. I'm going to put it back on in case somebody... Yeah, in case somebody wants to come in. We do have a few minutes, and if no one wants to come in, then we will just... Oh, there's Vicki in Jacksonville. All right. Oh, and Carolyn. Okay. Well, Nancy, take over.
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. Well, thank you for putting the Star 6 back on.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate... I wanted to first say I appreciate what Christopher had spoken about, because it, and your discussion with him gave me some verbiage to help with a very similar situation that I have been going through. And I, with that, Glenda, want to say back several months ago, when I so earnestly, with all good intention, had told you that I so was available and willing and desirous of helping you edit with your new book, I had no idea what the following months were going to bring and that I would not have any way in which to help you. I did want you to know the intention of being there for you was.
Well, that's okay, Vicki. I had several volunteers, and there's going to be somebody ready. The right person will be ready. And so thank you so much.
Sure.
Don't feel bad at all. Always things work out exactly the way they're supposed to.
Exactly. I'm just glad that I get to tell you how I was so sincere, and I would have loved.
And there will be books in the future, Vicki. There's a book somewhere down the line. You can help me.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to ask a blessing for a couple of things, please. One is I'm beginning to look for a different job. The one I have, I'm very grateful for. However, it's physically too demanding for me, and so I've hit a point where I know I've got to transition into something else, and I would like to ask a blessing for the right thing to come along and the kind people that I will be able to work with. And that, as was said, I don't know if it was Christopher or someone else. I think it was Christopher. I feel there's been so much since my travels from Jacksonville, Florida to Lexington, Kentucky, and then back to Florida. It's been quite a year, and now I understand it all had to do with family things. That is the reason that all this had to take place. It's been very, very challenging, very, very difficult, and I feel at completion with it and understanding. And the optimism is back in me, and the orientation to, I can feel, I can visualize who I am again, and it's been a while. And so I look forward to stepping into a situation where I can be of service. So blessings for a new job to come soon, and blessings for, I want to just say, my family here where I'm living, my cousins. There have been many, many challenges. And you used a word with Christopher regarding the support system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes, that I want to listen to that again, because I think this was one of very contradictory for my time with this family growing up from the time I was a child. There's love, and yet the actions and the words are so completely opposite of love. And so it's made my head spin. It's made my heart hurt. It's made my spine be scoliotic, and it gets pulled one way, and then it'll straighten up a little. It's quite profound, the level in which we can impact, the frequency of our cellular functions and our thoughts, and how then that manifests different things in our life. So I'm very, very grateful. And your last chapter of Love Without End, The Beloved, the last sentence that you wrote, it was so powerful to feel. For the first time, I think, really feel and know how Yeshua loves us. And that was your last sentence of how he sees us as the beloved.
Yeah.
And of course, well, he is the beloved.
Of course. But how could I end the book any other way, considering that the whole message to me began with him telling me that love is who I am? And so the book ended with him telling you how much you mean to him, that you are his beloved.
Oh, so powerful. Thank you. Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, community. I love you all, and I'm here every week, and there's been so many wonderful things that have happened amidst the very, very challenging, and always that support is there. And you know, I was looking for it within the family unit, and sometimes it's just not there, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, we mustn't delude ourselves.
mm-hmm. That's correct. That's correct. Sometimes we are set into a family that will love us, but they're not right for us, so that we will move on and find our family or our community somewhere else.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love you all.
We love you too, Vicki. Thanks for being here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had Carolyn on the line at one point, and she's not here. Nancy, I don't know what happened to you. We have mysteries going on here. But I think I will just take charge and say, we're just going to get into, we're going to go into, mute. Okay. I'm going to talk because I want to tell you how, I want to tell you something about this blessing. All the blessings you receive. All the ones you receive in life. First of all, I want to tell you that our Heavenly Father, who created the stars and the moon, the cosmic forces, the entirety of existence, enveloped you in blessings. The blessings are around you at all times, but we're not ready for some of them. And so we may reach, and we reach for what we want because it happens to be our biggest pressure at the moment. We're looking for a safety net. We're looking for a little support. We're looking for a companion or a healing issue. We need help for our family. We've got, shall we say, particular issues, particular problems that are part of moving through life. And any one of these, we would be assisted with if we were ready to receive. But our ready to receive is not always in sync with the blessings that are available. The blessings are around us, and we want to receive, and the blessings are there. Why can't we make the connection? Well, the reason we don't is we've got too much stuff in the way. We are, as humans, we are stuff collectors. I mean, really, our closets are full of stuff. Our etheric spaces are full of stuff. Our minds are full of memories. Our hearts are full of dreams and dreams that got broken or dreams that haven't come true yet. We've got aspirations that we haven't arrived at and we hang on to them. We collect stuff. Okay, and the stuff gets in the way. It's really hard to get a signal through a lot of stuff. And Yeshua came to me, decades ago. He's been in my life ever since I was born, but I'm talking specifically about a particular event when he came to me. In 2010, I was in extreme pain from an inevitable need for a hip replacement. I could not walk without a walker. And even then, it was painful. I was laying on my sofa, legs propped up on the arm of the sofa, and pillows at my back, coping with the pain, and he appears to me. And I said, "Oh, thank you, I'm so glad you're here. Can you help me with this pain?" And he said, "Sure, give me a seat." And he gave me a foot massage unlike any I've ever received. And it flowed through me like energy. And it went all the way through the top of my head, and it came back from the top of my head into my feet and back to him, and it went back and forth and back and forth. And the pain was gone. And he said, "Get up and walk." And I said, "Really?" I got up and I walked, and it wasn't any pain. And this was before I was giving blessings, okay? But I was offering webinars at the time. I wasn't giving blessings then, but I said, can I do this for other people? Could we include other people in this? You know me, I'm always thinking about how can I reach out? What can I do next? And he said, sure, you can. And I said, would you do it through me for other people? And he said, of course I will. He said, get some people together. Well, I did. And we weren't promoting it at that time as Blessing, but I got some people together. And we had a wonderful time. Everybody was blessed. Everybody felt it. And then, of course, I had a chance to ask. I said, Blessings are all around us. What did you do? And he said, I made a direct connection between your soul and the blessings waiting for you. He said, you know, the stuff in your life is an interference zone between you and the blessings that are waiting for you. And I just cut through. I cut through all the mud. I washed the mud away and built the connection. And that's all you needed. Blessings are there for you all the time. And then as we went on and I was sharing the blessings intermittently with other people that would come to see me, and people were starting to come and see me asking for blessings. And so I was giving blessings, not really in any way with an ego center on it. I wasn't the giver, but I was the facilitator. And it was getting stronger and stronger. And so I asked him, well, Yeshua, can you tell me how I can wash away the mud for myself? And he said, well, part of it is you're attracting a lot of things you didn't even know you were attracting. And a lot of things are stuck on you that you didn't intend to have stuck on you. And he said, you are a magnetic being. And he said, I'm going to give you some procedures that will help you cleanse your own magnetic field so that you're clear and free from your stuff. And then you can help facilitate other people to make the connections that I'm doing for you. Because people just need to make a connection between their soul and the blessings God has provided. And the rest will take care of itself. And he continued to teach me a little bit. And he said, now the blessings you receive are not always immediately relevant to your life, but they will be relevant or you wouldn't have received them. They've been provided for you. It's provision given to you so that you're well equipped to face the future. And as you bring these into your life, you're better equipped to face what will come, and you're better equipped to wash away the past that's no longer relevant, that you no longer need, and whatever damage it did can also be washed away. And your soul is in charge of your life. So he said, you know, you were born as a physical being in order to conduct your life in the world and bring the love of God into the world and your gifts into the world and to do your work in the world to make it a better place. But somewhere along the line, you lost some of your clear connection with your soul. I'm just bringing that back to you. Well, that's what the blessing givers and I have learned how to do. And we're here expressing the energy, the affirmations, the gestures, and the confirmations of your presence as a soul. And the rest of it is pretty much up to you. It's about receiving. And Yeshua taught this to the apostles as well. He told them, ask and you will receive. That's why we give you a chance to ask. And not all of you want to get on the call. That's okay. Just ask of God. You don't have to voice your needs to us. God is the provider of all blessings. Yeshua is the giver of those blessings from his heart. The Holy Spirit is the conduit and the facilitators ensuring that the blessings reach you, and is always present to counsel you on how to beneficially receive and utilize the blessings of your life. All you have to do is ask him. He's here always. And he was sent as your counselor and your friend. And you don't have to prepare an altar for the Holy Spirit. You could be walking and fall down in the mud and just say, Holy Spirit, can you please just lift me up? Can you pull me up? And you just extend a hand and pull you out. I had a similar experience a few nights ago. It had been raining here. We got a lot of rain. And I forgot to turn off our sprinkler system. Well, it had flooded toward the back fence of our house because our lot is on a slope downward to the fence. I noticed that the neighbor's volleyball had landed in our yard. And they're always coming into our yard to get the volleyball. And I thought, I don't want them going down there. Well, this was night, almost midnight, dark. Because it was cloudy, it was a pitch black night. I did take a flashlight out. I'm not stupid. I did take a flashlight out, but I was primarily going on faith and love and thoughtfulness to our neighbor kids. And I saw the volleyball down there, and I walked down to get it. Well, I fell down. I fell down, smack dam, down in the grass, the muddy grass and the flood and the mud. And I thought, oh, Lord, what have I done? Well, I didn't hurt anything. I could have, but thank goodness for the grass and the mud. It was a nice little cushion for me. But I thought, how am I going to get up? And I tried to pull on the grass, and my legs kept slipping down. And I thought, Holy Spirit, give me a hand, please. And I popped right out of that mud hole like a teenager. I mean, really, I just popped up and stood up and thought, wow. Oh, I'm okay, but the kids are going to have to wait on that volleyball. And so I walked back to the house and left my flashlight in the mud, so it was a goner in the morning. But I got out just fine, jumped up like a teenager, almost ran up to the house. No hurt, no pain, just lifted up. So I'm telling you that story to tell you that you don't have to have spiritual turmoil, or be lost, or be in front of an altar, or be in prayer. Just talk to the Holy Spirit like a friend and say, can you help me here? I need a hand. Okay. And he'll be there. He'll be there. He was sent to be your friend. He was sent to watch over you. He was sent to counsel you. And when I'm not available to answer your questions, call on him. He's there. And you'll learn to tell his ways and his voice. It's nothing else. And you might not recognize it at first, and you could wonder, well, is this just an angel talking to me, or my mother who passed on 10 years ago? But you'll figure it out. You'll find it out. He's here in the blessing, and he'll help you open up, because one of the things, unfortunately, that we do in this world, especially when we don't feel that we've got a safety net, is we build our own safety net through defensiveness. We build our defenses. And our defenses are kind of like a rock wall. It's hard to penetrate. It's hard to get a ray away through. It really is. And we don't want to break those defenses down because we might need them. So this is why we ask. Because asking is putting out a signal from inside the rock wall. You see, that's the important difference. If we're waiting for God, the angels, and Yeshua to come from the outside of the rock wall, well, they respect our defenses. They're not going to tear it down. But by asking, you come from the inside of the wall, you send a signal out, they grab the signal and come right on back in. So that's why, in the as the blessing is being given, I want you to be in prayer. You need to be in prayer because that's what gets the signal out through that rock wall. And it's what builds and finishes the connection. So this blessing was built for ordinary people like you and me. And actually, I'm not extraordinary except that I had an extraordinary courage to accept a kind of an amazing commission in life. And I said, okay, I'll do it. Other than that, I'm just an ordinary person, no different than anybody else you'll meet on the street. I'm a human being. And I have defenses like anybody else, and I still do. Not as many as I used to, because I've really worked through most of them. Every now and then I'll run into one and it'll tick up again, and I'll say, okay, what can we do to tear that down? And I'll remember, all I gotta do is I've got to reach outward through my rock wall. So I'm reaching outward with faith. And that gives access for the blessings to come in. That rock wall is not your safety net, my friends. It's just something you built because you didn't think you had a safety net. It's your love. It's your courage. It's your connection to God that is your safety net. That's your real safety net. And that wall was built during the days when you didn't think you had anything else. And you're not going to tear it all down at once. Believe me, you're not going to. But you can tear it down bits and bits, or you can put little holes in it. You know, like the old castles used to have holes so they could peep out through the walls and see if the people coming were friend or foe. And then they'd go and lower the gate for friends to come in. So they had peepholes through their walls. Put some peepholes in. Start tearing it down bit by bit by bit. Now, I hope you're doing that right now. I hope you're learning from this. And we want to move into readiness for your blessing right now. And part of that is relaxing. Just relax. I hope you could be sitting down, lying down, but sitting down right now is better, or standing up even better, because I want you to stretch your body. I want you to, whatever way you can, I want you to extend your legs and feel the stretch at the back of your legs. Pull your foot up so you increase that stretch. Okay? And bend your legs, okay, a little bit. Make windmills out of your legs, because that's going to open up your hip joints by making that windmill, okay, of right and left, okay. And I want you to move forward because you're going to open up that sciatic region in your low back, okay, by moving forward, and it shouldn't be painful, okay. And then twist a little to the right, twist a little to the left. And now you can bend back a little bit. Not so much, we don't want you to fall down. Just put a little bit of arch in your back. Okay. And that's going to bring your shoulders into the movement. You're going to lift your arms so that you stretch your shoulders out one at a time. Okay. And make windmills with your arms. It could be one at a time or both at the same time. Okay. Now I want you to make butterfly wings with your elbows. Bring your arms into your chest, and you're going to lift your elbows up until you really, really stretch the muscles over your ribs, okay? And then down so that you're going to stretch the muscles across the top of your shoulders, okay? And now we're going to take a really deep breath. Inhale as far as you can take it. Expand your ribs. Expand your lungs. Hold it for a few seconds. And now exhale and completely empty your lungs so that your shoulders fall on your chest and your diaphragm is sucked up into your ribs. Okay, that should feel really good. And then we're going to breathe in again as deeply as you can take it. All right, now, this breathing opens you up. It pulls an air hole through your rock wall, okay? And you're going to hold, not exhale, and let your shoulders fall again. We're going to start our normal breath, which is our four square breath. For those of you who are new, and we always seem to have, we always have new people, and I'm so glad that new people are coming. The four square breath is just a normal breath. It's just the way you breathe when you're just doing your life, except you're going to be a little more mindful about it because we're going to pace it. We're going to exhale to the count to four, and it's just your count. I'm not going to count for you because everybody's got a different pace. Okay, just exhale to the count of four and pause, okay, for just a couple of seconds because we're not going to compulsively inhale. We're going to pause and let our exhale be received as a gift into life to the count of four. And then we're going to open ourselves up, and we're going to inhale a new gift to ourselves to the count of four. Okay, and we're going to pause for just a moment to the count of four to receive that breath and be grateful for it. And we're going to go through this all over again, giving out to the count of four. Pausing to the count of four. Receiving to the count of four. And absorbing, taking in to the count of four. And you continue with your breath while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. And then the blessing givers will join me to offer the blessings of the Holy Trinity. Yeshua, our brother in divine space, our friend, our salvation, our teacher, and Lord of life. There are not enough precious words to describe all that you are to us, but we give ourselves unto you, knowing that we are safe in your hands and healed in your heart and given into eternity through your precious soul. We thank you for giving unto us understanding about life that we could not have by ourselves, surrounded and immersed in a physical material space that presses upon us and makes demands upon us, and we don't understand how to comply or rise above it. But we thank you for your gift of understanding, of grace, and most of all, love. We ask that you hear all the prayers that are being offered to you and give unto each one the blessings needed for their life to receive and implement or receive and hold until such time as implementing is appropriate. Carry us into the next phase of our life with grace, enlightenment, and joy, that we may move forward with faith, optimism, courage, embracing fulfillment that has been promised to us. As we move forward, help us to help those who need us and give our blessings to them. And as we pray today, we extend our prayers to this hurting and needing world. We ask that you bring peace again where there has been war. We ask that you create brotherly feeling among us, that we may find that which we hold in common to be our ultimate destiny, and the conflicts to be irrelevant, for they shall pass away. We pray specifically for the children, for they are the innocent ones on this earth, and they are our future fulfillment. We pray that you feed the hungry and help us to provide that food. We ask that you be with those transitioning to higher ground, that in their upward ascension, they may bring blessings and light to the world they are leaving behind, that they may leave a trail of blessings for us to follow. We ask that you give hope to those who are desperate and don't know where to turn, that they may find their faith that has been given to them from the beginning of time, that they may follow their own guidance and connect to their own soul within, to find the light, to find the love that they are, and the true path to wholeness. All these things we ask in your divine and holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me now?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to rest. Just, and I mean, lay down. Not rest in your chair, like flat. Flat down. In a position of total surrender. Where you can receive. It's okay if you fall asleep. Just don't think. Don't even continue your prayer because you'll be thinking about your needs. Surrender and be one with God. I wish you a very, very blessed week, a happy week, and much success in your life.